Good evening, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Trump has demanded unconditional surrender of Iran as we have moved a buttload of refueling tankers over into the Middle East. And we have American aircraft, that's right, bombers hanging out over top of Iraq tonight. And it looks like we have just a little while longer left before the United States actually comes out and admits that we are bombing the crap out of Iran. So we have all of that and more coming up for you on tonight's episode. Israel had get slammed by Iranian rockets today. And I'm going to go over the Fatah 1 that they ended up using, along with a couple of other things on tonight's show and show you a lot of the damage. But first, right before we get going, I want to take you guys over to Miami-Dade, because right before we went live, there happened to be what's being reported as a massive explosion over inside of Miami. And I'm not so sure it is a massive explosion that took place, but there's certainly a lot of damage. I looked up the location. It's a residential complex. It doesn't appear to be anything other than a gas leak, but who knows? Now, if anybody else is telling you that they got some other information on this, please let me know, because I have no clue. I'm going to take you over there and show you right now as we're waiting up folks to roll in. What the heck is going on over there in Miami-Dade? We're not quite sure. We're kind of waiting to get more information on that particular situation. Now, again, waiting on a few more people to come in, I want to show you guys this clip where Tucker Carlson decided it would be a good idea to try to best somebody on his show.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia.
Okay, you don't know anything about Iran. So,
okay,
actually,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who
claims anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that.
Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help.
Oh, God.
I'm said we. Israel is leading.
Look, this is the dumbest crap ever. Like, oh my God, you didn't know the exact population. Who gives a crap? You know what I would do if I was Ted Cruz in this situation? Hold on. Wait for it. Where's that up close shot of his face? I know they saw this. Wait for it. I'd ask Tucker Carlson if he's got herpes. That's what I would have done. I don't know if you guys can see that right there on his face, but it certainly looks like he might have a case of the herp going on. And maybe he got that while he was over in Russia being bought off by Putin with a bunch of Russian women that don't have any men around anymore because they're all laying dead on a battlefield over inside of Ukraine. It's possible. It is possible that he tried to get some women, some visas while he was over there. I don't know. Now, I told you, right, that Iran ended up launching a massive barrage over on Israel. And that's not a lie. Oh my goodness, that's tragic. Coming in with two, he says, those first responders all had pants on. Do you? No, I don't have pants on tonight. I don't. I'm just letting you know right now, I'm not wearing any pants. Just throwing that out there. It's not a lie. I'm not wearing any pants, so thanks for asking. Now, let me take you guys over and show you some of these missile launches that were going off over inside of Iran today. Some of this footage that ended up coming out. Now, in addition to this, it looks like Iran was actually threatening that if they found Mossad agents, there's actually an image that came out with it was AI. It absolutely had to have been AI. All right. Of this guy that was like strapped to a rocket. His face was not even remotely close to being visible. It was clearly an AI photo with like ropes going off to him to the rocket. And the IRGC was saying, if we end up catching any Mossad agents, you're getting sent back to Israel like this. It's pretty freaking baller, to be perfectly honest. Like, if you're going to do some boss stuff, that'd be pretty boss. Fluffin McPuffin coming in with a $1.99. saying banana and sir, thanks a lot. Just give me a good old happy birthday. Appreciate you guys as we sit to move in here. Now, Trump did come out earlier today. Hey, stop it. Trump did come out earlier today and say that he is demanding an unconditional surrender from Iran. He said those words exactly, unconditional surrender. When he got asked about it on his airplane when he was flying out today, going somewhere to go do Trump things, what they ended up saying was Trump was like, listen, I'm not here to negotiate with them, nor was I ever negotiating. I gave them a deal for them to take, and they chose not to take it. You know, asking whether or not it's still on, he's like, man, I don't know. I don't know. It looks like Trump's kind of over the making a deal phase when it comes to Iran. And believe it or not, I think this was the White House that put this out. Yeah, it was the White House that ended up putting this video out. And so now Trump uses that military parade, and the White House is now flexing our military might. And I'm not going to lie, it's kind of a cool freaking little promo for the U.S. Army and truthfully the U.S. military.
100,000 people expected in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the 215th anniversary of the U.S. Army at the National Mall center stage for a festival, flyover, and historic military parade.
Faith!
Service and devotion. 250 years later, America stands tall, America stands proud, and America stands free.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of like hearing people chant USA. It doesn't matter like where I'm at. I will always join in a USA pant. Oh, come on, man. Really? Don Booze, I told you I wasn't wearing any pants, Don. Is that really what you want right now? You want to pants check me after I told you I'm not wearing any pants? That's what you want to do right now? You want to pants check me after I told you I'm not wearing any pants? Fine. Bet. Bet, Don. Bet. Told you I wasn't wearing any pants. They're shorts. You almost got me. You thought you had me, but you're wrong. I am wearing shorts. I am not wearing pants. So there you go, Don. I'm wearing shorts today. That's right. I'm still wearing my workout shorts. I haven't had a chance to shower yet, so that's what you get today. You get freaking workout shorts. Oh, my goodness. So there you go. I hope you're happy, Don. I didn't lie. I said I'm not always wearing pants, and I just proved it to you. I'm going to take you guys over to Israel real quick, and I'm going to show you some of the incoming rounds that actually ended up going on Israel that ended up getting fired out of Iran. They fired a decent-sized barrage today over at Israel, and this was after just this morning us sitting back and saying, they haven't been capable of launching a lot of these things because Israel was like, I don't know, like switched their targeting priorities and were going after all of Iran's ballistic missiles as they were setting them up. Well, Iran had moved things further and further out into the mountains and actually got that stuff figured out. And they did manage to crank off a barrage. And I'm going to talk to you guys about the particular missiles that they ended up using and launching over there to make this happen after you see this video. And it'll become very, very clear once I go over the specifics of the ballistic missile that they used and how flipping fast this thing actually flies. But still, the Israeli aerial defense assets did a dang good job. And I'll tell you why in a sec. Freaking blows my mind, man. I'm sitting here trying to tell you guys about a freaking war that's taking place, and you guys are more worried about whether or not I'm wearing pants and how to get my pants off. That is some of the craziest crap I think I've ever seen in the chat. That's freaking nuts. Oh my goodness. How many subs is it going to take? All of them. It's going to take all of them. You better make me bigger than Mr. Beast if I end up taking my pants off. Holy freaking crap, man. I can't believe that's actually on the table right now for discussion. And no, he doesn't get a refund. All right. It's called clickbait. Okay. What I just did there was clickbait. I said, I'm not wearing pants today, and I wasn't. I'm wearing shorts. You guys just happen to fall for it. I figured maybe I'll just keep doing that every now and then and see what happens. Mike coming in with two says, not going to lie, I'm just here because the enforcer sucks. Yeah. Well, I mean, he does what he does. Ham Slicer, only do a pants check for a $20 super chat from now on. Just an idea. Well, Don came in with a hundo, man. I don't know if you saw that, but Don donated $100 for the pants check. He knew exactly what he was doing when he ended up like bringing that up and saying, you know what to do. He wanted a freaking pants check. Now, while Ron is busy launching all of that stuff, okay, and before that goes off, Sky God, appreciate you coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Sorry, Don. I know you feel cheated, man. You feel cheated. If you want, I can strip down to my underwear. All right. I'm not doing that, but I have dignity, okay? I do. I've got dignity. But let me take you guys over to the Middle East, because what I want to show you and what's currently sitting up here, this is all of the U.S. fleet that is hanging out over there. Look at this freaking map. I want you to take a look at it, because today Iran threatened to shut down the Persian Gulf, all right? They threatened to shut down the strait, saying that they're not going to let anybody through. Now, if that's the case, it's going to be an issue. The other thing I heard that they are worried about is that they're trying to sneak out the Ayatollah and other key leaders on some of these small boats. So by having a large naval presence and a bunch of like tiny little naval boats, we're going to be able to chase some of those suckers down. They don't plan on putting them on an official like Ayatollah freaking boat with a massive like red flag hanging from it as they sail across the Persian Gulf. They would try to stash him out, because there's a lot of calls right now over inside of Iran for a regime change. Yes, I said it, a regime change over inside of Iran. Danny Golan coming in, gifting a Speak the Truth membership. And Brian Tutoes says, Matt, I've seen you in tights. I can understand their interest. Brian, when did you see me in tights, man? Who is Brian Tutoes and why has he seen me in tights? Brian, are you stalking me? God, man. I'm trying to report on war. I'm showing you guys that the U.S. is about to bomb the living hell out of Iran. There's two B-52 bombers over top of Iraq that were getting tracked earlier today. We have all of these naval warships that are taking place over there, and all you guys can bring up is my freaking legs and what I'm currently wearing underneath the desk. That blows my mind. Oh, Aiko, got it. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense then. Oh, so your tonsils. I got you. Yeah. All right, that makes sense. All right, okay. All right, but hey, yeah, getting back into it, man. Look at all these dang freaking ships that are over there, right? So they're worried about the Ayatollah sneaking his butt out of Iran. And they've been bombing the crap out of him. So the reason all of those like ballistic missiles ended up making their way over into Israel today actually has to do with some of the bombing that was taking place earlier. Okay. And it was some pretty extensive bombing. Now I want to talk to you guys about the actual munition that ended up getting fired earlier today. It's a pretty freaking serious ballistic missile. It's got about 350 kilograms worth of explosives on it. All right. And okay. So here we go. 350 kilograms plus worth of explosives. And we're talking about the Fatah-1 ballistic missile. Now, Iran ended up making a statement earlier today stating that they were going to be shooting like some unprecedented warheads. Allegedly, this is the first time that Iran has actually fired it at somebody in anger. And don't get me wrong, every time Iran shoots something, it's in anger. All right, so 350 kilograms ends up coming out to be around 770 pounds for a warhead. Okay, so 350 kilogram warhead, 770 pounds. But this freaking thing flies at, get this, Mach 13 to Mach 15. I want you to wrap your head around that. If you've ever been to an air show and had like one of those planes go past you that's barely breaking the sound barrier or trying to, or you see any that go by breaking the sound barrier, this thing goes 13 times faster than the speed of sound. And they fired a massive barrage at Israel today. And a lot of them actually ended up getting through. A good chunk of them ended up getting intercepted, but a lot of them actually did end up making it through. I mean, a metric ton. Now, Khamenei actually ended up coming out stating today that we must give a strong response to the terrorist Zionist regime. We will show the Zionists no mercy. That's what he actually said. And where does he put it out, ladies and gentlemen? He puts this crap on Twitter. I kid you not. I have literally watched this war unfold over Twitter. It has blown my mind. I've seen Donald Trump talking trash. I've seen Khamenei talking trash. I've seen them all. This was the 11th wave of ballistic missiles that Iran has fired at Israel. They focus primarily on Tel Aviv. They have been shooting them at Haifa. But guess what? Today, they actually ended up targeting Jerusalem. Yay, that's right. I said it, Jerusalem. That's freaking wild, man. And that is allegedly one of the first times that they ended up actually going off on it. To give you guys an idea of what some of this crap actually looked like. Oh, man, why is that so zoomed in on that screen? All right, to give you guys an idea of what this actually looks like, here we go. So what I ended up hearing from some people today was not a single ballistic missile ended up making through, and that was coming over from the Israeli side. And I bring this back up again, just because you have David Sling and all that other garbage over there, it's not impenetrable. As a matter of fact, these suckers come ripping through really, really fast. Turn that down just a little bit, man. That crap is so loud. Oh, goodness. Fluffman McPuffin says, pantyhose tight. They look and feel sexy AF. Hell, very sensual. They also help to slip on wet wetsuits when doing scuba back to back. Oh, Tonsils was talking about something else, though. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he was. I know exactly what he was referencing. And it's not just, all right, tights. There was also a wig that ended up going with it, believe it or not. And I talked about it on the very first podcast I ever did, probably like 5 years ago, over on the Metro for Military podcast is where you guys can find that show. It's actually really good. Look up From Wig to Green Beret is actually what we decided to title that. Go check it out. It's actually a pretty good podcast. Don't do it now because I'm streaming, but yeah, feel free to go back a couple of years and look that sucker up. It's actually a really good show. That's a pretty insane view coming from underneath it. Nova coming in and asking, Matt, do you give any credibility to Iran saying that they have a surprise for tonight that will be remembered for centuries? So that statement ended up coming out earlier today, local time, all right, overseas from Iran. So it would have been their day-ish time, and we're already pushing going over into the morning time over there, okay? That statement came out prior to them launching the Fatah once. All right, that's why I brought up the specifications of the Fatah 1 ballistic missiles flying at Mach bejesus, all right, like 15 freaking, like Mach 15. That's freaking insane. Theoretically speaking, a lot more of those suckers I would have expected to actually get through, but they didn't. As you can see here in this video, a bunch of them get intercepted and taken out, but still plenty of them end up making it through. Cody Huff coming in saying, thanks, Matt, for always keeping us posted. You're welcome, sir. You are absolutely welcome. Iran actually came out and tried to say that they had hundreds of civilian casualties as well. I'm not quite sure where they end up getting that number, to be perfectly honest with you, but that's what they're saying. Now, this Fatah, like I said, they were targeting Jerusalem, and these suckers aren't very, like, accurate. This Fatah actually ended up falling down over inside of, dude, what the heck is the name of that town? Why am I brain farted? There we go. Hebron. Over by the West Bank. So good job, Iran. I'm just going to leave this up there. You are, I don't want to say this. You are pounding the Palestinians that you're supposedly defending. So nicely done there. MT says, is Tucker going to call out Candace for not knowing that many Iranians speak English and despise their government? Probably not. Probably not. He's probably worried with dealing with the herpes he's got stuck on his face. I pointed that out to you guys. It's a serious concern for a lot of men. Makes a lot of men really, how do you want to say, I don't know, feeling a little bit, I don't know, self-conscious probably. Now, out of all of those, that was the one that got captured on video that ended up slanting into the good old land of Palestine. Okay. But out of that, you know what the Palestinians ended up doing? You think they were upset that Iran ended up like probably killing some of their own? No. No, they weren't the tad bit upset at all. As a matter of fact, they actually found, check this out, they actually found chunks of the ballistic missiles and were riding around with them, super excited about it and celebrating. Look at that. Look at them go. Oh yeah, whoever it is that just said welcome newbies, yeah dude, you guys just made their freaking day. Check this out though, here's another close up of those knuckle jobs like driving that sucker around. You know what, Moxie, you know what I'm gonna do, Moxie, just for you, I'm gonna take some time, I'm gonna go get a P.O. box just for you, Moxie, because of that comment. Moxie said what Moxie just said was, Matt, I need the P.O. box so I can send you a banana thong and assless leather chaps. You know what, Moxie? I'm going to call your bluff on that. I'm going to go get a P.O. box. And I'm going to get it just for you. And if you send me assless leather chaps that will actually fit, I'm a size 32 waist, generally speaking, 33, 34 long. And you can take this back and you can rewind it for my assless chaps. Hopefully they got an adjustable waistband, of course, in case I put on some weight between now and then. If you actually send that, I will wear them on the stream. If you send those, I will wear them a random stream. I promise you. I'll let you guys know when they come in, and I'll tell you when. I'm not going to tell you the exact time I'm going to wear them, but they'll be underneath the table, all right? And if you do, in fact, send in those assless chaps, I will put them on. Why? Because it's freaking funny, man. And anybody that goes through that much trouble to make it happen, I am not above games like that. I don't mind whatsoever. Now, believe it or not, you would think, because we were currently talking about Israel, that this video of a helicopter intercepting, right, one of the Iranian drones was actually taken over Israel. It wasn't. This video reportedly is coming out of Jordan. Now, Jordan last year, when Iran attacked Israel, went up and started blasting all sorts of crap out of the sky. They did. And they wouldn't allow anything to be going over their airspace. And now today, we're starting to see the Iranian drones crossing Jordanian space to go down and attack Israel. So Iran is kind of switching up their tactics a little bit, at least for the flight path and everything they're taking in. If you go look at the Middle East, if they weren't doing that, it would be coming in from all sorts of little random different directions. Now, this video is just cool. This just shows the amount of interceptions that actually ended up taking place today over top of Israel. Check this out. Oh my goodness. Somebody just said, any reason the doomsday plane was seen on flight radar? You want Matt's opinion? Refer to every past stream I said when I said what I believe it's going to take to knock out that freaking underground bunker over in Fordow. Now, I watched a great video on the 30,000 pound MOP, massive ordnance penetrator. That thing is freaking huge. It is a massive bunker busting munition. Absolutely massive. It's huge. You can't, like, 30,000 pounds. I want you to think about how much a freaking standard car weighs. Pick a truck. Pick a big freaking truck. Pick a semi-truck, dude. 30,000 pounds is huge, all right? And our stealth bombers, they can carry two of them, all right, at a time when they're freaking flying. Two. That is a massive freaking bomb. I don't think that can get the job done because of what Fordow is kind of made out of. Now, I did learn that it can penetrate up to, like, 70 meters of, like, reinforced concrete, hardened structure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's great. When we start talking about the ground and everything else and the granite and all that other crap, I mean, that is huge. That is huge. And allegedly, the aircraft and those munitions, well, we know Israel tried to buy those munitions last year, allegedly, but they don't have an airplane to deliver them. That would be on the United States to do so, right? But I still don't think it's going to get it done. That's why I brought up, all right, our variable yield nuclear bunker buster that just became like available this year for the military's use. It was in development for a very long time, starts up at 0.3 kilotons. Doesn't go nearly 70 meters into the ground, but what it does do is it sets off a massive explosion underground that makes a buttload of ground shock that would most certainly collapse that freaking structure underneath. The TNT equivalent of 0.3 kilotons still comes out to over 600,000 pounds of TNT. Say that again. The smallest yield bunker buster of 0.3 kilotons still has the equivalent of 600 pounds of TNT, and it can go all the way up to 10 kilotons. That's insane. And I think, personally, if for some reason the MOP doesn't work, I think we're going to try to use the MOPs first, but if that doesn't work and we still think it's like not out of commission, you bet your behind. You could bet your behind that that's going to come out and it's going to go nice down into that freaking hole that the MOP ends up digging for it. And it's going to have a much better chance of freaking knocking that sucker out. I don't think they're going to drop it first. I think they're at least going to dig a hole with the MOPs to send that freaking sucker down in behind it. So yeah, if the doomsday plane got spotted, I didn't see that. But if the doomsday plane in fact was spotted, that's where I would think it would be going. Jonathan Knox says, do they have explosives or are they kinetic? They have explosives, the MOP. I believe it's almost 15,000 pounds worth of explosives. Like 50% of that freaking thing's body weight is explosives. It is a massive freaking bomb. It's huge. But I still don't think it's enough to get the job done. That's just my thought. Now, I could be wrong. But I don't think it is enough to get the job done. I really don't. There's undoubtedly reinforced concrete like layered above it, on top of being buried in all of that freaking dirt and mountain and everything else. So a 30,000 pound bunker buster going down and trying to knock that out, I think they might be dropping that sucker on there and then boom, having that go. Was it 5,000? What was I thinking of that was 15,000 pounds? Maybe I was a little bit wrong. Brian Dale coming in gifting out 20 doll hairs. Says, hit the like button, homies. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let me double check my math on there because I hate putting out wrong things. I do state random things wrong sometimes. I have the information right here. It'll come up. Yeah, it is. It's 5,300 pounds of explosives. 5,300. Maybe I was thinking of the Moab. I was thinking that was what the Moab had inside of it. 22,000 pound bomb, 15,000 pounds of explosives. Yeah, maybe it was the Moab and not the MOP. All right, this video is also allegedly the Israeli Defense Ministry. I didn't have time to go over and double check and geolocate it, but it looks like the Israeli Defense Ministry also got hit today. Oh yeah, maybe that's where the number 15 came from. 15 tons. Yeah, you're right. 2.2 pounds per kilogram. That would make sense. 15 tons. But yeah, I mean, take a look at that. I mean, that impacted like the corner of that building right there. Where's that blast? Boom, boom, boom. I know it's kind of hard to see sometimes. Look at that sucker. Ends up impacting right down there at the bottom corner of the building. And remind you how many freaking 350 kilos worth of explosives flying at Mach bejesus these things end up coming burning in at. Echo Root says, see the Iranian Crown Prince statement. I did. The Iranian Crown Prince came out and made a statement basically calling to overthrow the government and that he's essentially going to end up taking the dang thing over. And again, I start talking about regime change over inside of Iran. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was speaking over in several different spaces today. I started off speaking in Mario's space, and then I went over into Cell's space. There's been a couple of them. And I mentioned this to people, that today over inside of Iraq, all right, we ended up getting, or I'm sorry, it was yesterday that some footage ended up coming out of the Kurds gearing up, getting ready to cross the border and go over to Iran. Now, some of you guys may or may not know this, but there is a Kurdish population over in Iran. It's not massive, but there's a Kurdish population over there. Do I think that the Kurds would be going in and over in order to try to overthrow the Iranian government? Hell no. I don't. Do I think that they've been a disfranchised people for a really long time over inside of Iraq and they've been fighting to have their own freaking territory? Yeah. Do I think they would try to carve some of that out in the event that a regime change ended up taking place? Absolutely. I really do. And that would kind of be one of those newer allies. You got to understand that the Iraqi government over the last couple of years has started to turn kind of anti-America. I mean, we're still friends and all of the other crap, but more or less frenemies at this point. That's kind of how I feel, right? Calling to get the United States out of there and everything else. And it's just kind of a poop show. And they still have a massive terror problem over there as well. Nova says, talking about penetrators and assless chaps, somebody got to clip this. I'm laughing so hard, I can't even see. Danny says, you can always get it done with the Israeli special ops. That's not the defense ministry, by the way. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. That's why I said, hey, I didn't have the chance to verify it. And so if I'm not, then I'm going to make sure that I end up putting that out when I do that. Spartan Warlord says, let me get a shirt with NFG acronym on the back that says no food for Gaza. I mean, I'm not against it. I don't believe in feeding the people that are trying to kill you on a daily basis. I'm not against it. Brian Dale, what's the chance that the U.S. only hits Fordo? Well, that is the actual what's kind of on the table, is that is going to be the one thing that the United States is going to help out with, is Fordo, because of how freaking dug in that sucker is. D. Penside coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, D. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, have no idea what building that is, but that's what they're alleging. Now we're going to go over to Tehran for a minute. We're going to go over to Tehran and some of the first images that we ended up seeing out of Tehran. Right now, these strikes I'm about to show you, right, this first set of strikes I'm about to show you, were following the ballistic missile attack on Israel. So you had the regime come out and state that they're going to basically blow Israel to hell. There's not going to be any mercy for them, and on and on and on. And they've got this secret that they're waiting for them, which is the Fatah one that we just went over. Israel answered back, and they answered back pretty freaking hard, really, really hard. The skyline over Tehran was lit up like this, all right? And this allegedly is outside of Tehran, looking over it like some ridgelines or something. But this is, and I'll show it, I'll pull it up. I've even got like the grid cords if you guys want them, and we can go and we can pull it up and we can put it up on the map. This blast was huge, absolutely huge. The fireball off of this thing, the amount, look at that freaking night sky and picture how far away that is. And look at the skyline. And I understand that there's smoke and smog and all that other crap, and Iran's been on fire for a long time, but I want you to look at this. And we're going to talk about what facility actually got hit. It's a pretty freaking big one. And it happened to be their Qajar missile production complex. It is to the southeast of Tehran. All right. And this is what Israel went after today. They went after this and they blew it to hell. And you guys are about to see a bunch of other things here in just a minute that Israel's been targeting over the last like 24 to 48 hours. And some of them might be a little bit more stale because we started to get satellite imagery coming out of the aftermath of some of these strikes. But they ended up taking out this production site. But what's more, and I think I have the video coming up here in just a minute, is they didn't just go after this missile production site, but they also ended up going after a chemical production plant that's used for fueling their ballistic missiles. And so they have been going to town on them, not just on where they're making these suckers, but also the fuel for these freaking things, because Israel's kind of getting over it. And I think they're going to start going off. Now, again, I've got video, but look at that, man. This is just a crazy image. When like you really look at the brightness and stuff like that coming off of it, there is some bright burning freaking crap over there. And so, yeah, let's go over and check out the video of this sucker going off. Let's take a look at that. Hold on. I got some other crap. Grid coordinates, all that crap. Yeah, I can look at that in just a sec. I'll pull that up for you guys. Here is this thing just burning in the freaking night sky. Check this out. All right. Ron W. says, not to sidetrack the topic at hand, but any further thoughts on Leibelsberger? Media is reporting the toxicology results showing the alcohol and THC in his system. I haven't seen his toxicology reports, and I'm not sure where they ended up getting that, but I do remember last year during some press briefings, I think that information had came out back then. So that's not new information that they ended up coming up. And I wouldn't surprise me, honestly, if that was the case. I think he kind of knew what was going on, and you got a picture to do some stuff like that. I could definitely see somebody doing that, but no, I've got nothing to say about toxicology reports. I haven't seen that information. I haven't been told about that information. So I'm not going to comment on whether or not that's accurate or it's not. But what I did know is not accurate. I ended up reporting to the best of my knowledge and ability on you guys for the most part. There is a lot more actually to that than what we've actually talked about. The Iranian state TV station. There's a great video. I ended up showing it this morning of the Iranian woman like sticking her fist and pumping it, being like, they can't touch us. Their Zionist bombs will never harm us. It'll be just fine. And then the whole like roof ends up shaking. And then they came back. I think it was Israel or the United States, whatever, one of us ended up coming out and saying that it's not even like their real like state TV. It's like propaganda. It's not real news station. And so that was that. Yeah, allegedly that's what it looks like. So now they're going after also their information outputs as well. I don't know, man. I don't know. Legitimate military target? I couldn't tell you if that's actually what you're seeing up on your screen. This is another one of those locations I didn't verify, but we also ended up having the freaking bomb that ended up hitting it. We know that it was on the video, could have very easily sparked fire. That's why I have it up there. Obviously, that sucker is just on fire and burning. It could be old, but it appears to be new. Oh, how did you get over here? I was wondering what happened to those videos and why is that sucker in the middle? This is that sucker on fire. Not the media station, but the missile production site. Who's reported? Who got reported? I don't know what you guys are talking about. Who would have got reported? Iran, people are just kind of hanging out and hiding in tunnels as all these bombs are going off. Now, my favorite thing about this video is the way it's being presented is it ended up coming out from like a pro-Iranian account saying, look at these people. They're so great. I love them. Yay. You know what the people are actually celebrating? A freaking regime change. You want Matt's opinion on it? A regime change. I showed you guys a video last night of Iranians sitting on like rooftops, sitting around eating popcorn. It's very possible that all these people are just fleeing the freaking city and there's a massive traffic jam and they end up getting stuck. RJ Scott, did you see the screaming demon in that fireball? I did not see a screaming demon in the fireball. No, sir, I did not. I missed the screaming demon. I am very, very sorry. The petrochemical plant, like I told you guys about, that supplies the munitions and stuff, or I'm sorry, supplies the fuel for the ballistic missiles. That's what you're about to look at on your screen. I don't know why, but it just popped into my mind. Maybe I forgot to tell you earlier. I don't know. But I also want to let you guys know that it wasn't just, so it's not just the B-52s, all right, that we ended up getting rumors of. We ended up seeing the, 30 refueling tankers taking off and moving their way down over into the Middle East earlier this morning, like local time here in the U.S. But then I started to hear from other people about like some of my friends that are over there about where these suckers are actually at. And let me tell you, all right, these suckers are going to strike. Like unless there is a drastic change and Iran ends up throwing up their hands, it is a 99.999% probability, all right, that there's going to be bombs falling on Iran in the very near future coming from U.S. aircraft. Kind of that's going to go back. This is going to look like shock and awe from the invasion of Iraq. Like, that's what it's going to remind you of. Like, when this actually goes off, it'll look like damn shock and awe. And so if that's the case, like, of what we're seeing, I have absolutely no doubt that within one day, we're going to know whether or not for Doe, the MOPS actually did the trick, or whether or not they're going to have to bring in some nuclear bunker busters to actually make that happen. Those B-52s ain't singing Love Shack. Nah, man, ain't nobody singing Love Shack over there in a little bit. So I showed you guys all the freaking Navy vessels that were over in the region. Now we have like confirmation that all of those suckers are kind of, you know, like staged and poised and ready over in the area. That's all I'm going to say about that. They're staged, poised, and ready in the area to go over and start striking. And it just seems to me like Iran's about to get a ship pushed in. I don't know how else to say that. Fordo nuclear weapons site, brand new image ended up coming out of there today. This is allegedly some of their aerial defense assets that they ended up having over in the region. Also looks like an administrative building over there. Ended up getting the crap bombed out of it, which is great. Gotta love that. Gotta appreciate it. And then this is the Tabriz missile base. I told you guys that we ended up having satellite imagery finally coming through. I'm not paying for all that crap. I'm going to wait for other people to do it because you know they're going to put it out and I'm going to have seen it. So here is some of the satellite imagery that ended up coming out of Tabriz. Matt says, I understand that the Gen X Iranians have wanted to revolt for a while. I remember under Obama, they actually tried. Obama did not assist and they were crushed. It was so sad. Dude, you're 100% correct on that. That was very, very sad. And guess what Iran did today? Guess what Iran did today? I brought up this morning and I said that the ATMs over in Iran ended up getting hit by a massive cyber attack. And it wasn't just, I'm sorry, it wasn't the ATMs. It was like a banking system. So this main bank over inside of Iran ended up getting hit by a cyber attack. And I heard, I didn't verify it, but it was rumored and heard that basically Israeli intelligence was kind of behind the whole thing. And the reason that they ended up doing it is because Iran was using the civilian banking system to launder money to feed these different terror organizations, because what they don't want to do is basically have it figured out by Western nations and have further sanctions and all that other crap imposed on them. So you can kind of look at it almost like a clandestine freaking activity of them actually putting that stuff out there. Here is, again, Tabriz. This is a more zoomed out look. You guys want to see what Tabriz looks like after it got bombed? A buttload. I know I ended up showing you guys all those bombs going off. Here is the after effects of Tabriz. Look at that. It's no more. I want to know how worthless this little building was right over here off to the right next to the soccer. Like, what is that, a soccer field? Like over here on the right side of the screen, I was trying to figure this out earlier. I mean, it's really well groomed. It looks great. Nice green grass, groomed, all that crap, soccer field. So maybe that's a gym. I don't know, man. Maybe the nuclear scientists need a place to go over and work. I no freaking clue. But that whole place has just been bombed to hell. Just absolutely freaking destroyed. I mean, just completely and totally leveled. It's freaking nuts. And they just ended up leaving that for some reason. I couldn't tell you why. Yep. And we talked about like the B2s, B52s, everything else moving over into that area. It is freaking nuts over there right now in the Middle East. So what to expect in the upcoming 24 hours? Well, I would expect Iran to start shooting everything they can. Now, people were asking, why is it that Iran wasn't answering back? And I have a really good plausible explanation for you guys, because Iran also just pulled off a very large attack on Israel yet again. As you know, I reported on it this morning that about 30% to 40% of the Iranian rocket launcher, and I'm sorry, not rocket launchers, but the ballistic missiles launchers ended up getting taken out by Israel, according to their best estimates. Now, I want you to picture this. Israel, in like the previous 24 hours, had kind of shifted their targeting focus and ability because they were getting slammed by these ballistic missiles off of these different nuke sites and all of this other crap, and started paying attention to those freaking ballistic missile launchers as like Iran would start rolling them out of the cage. Iran's way of actually hitting Israel is with overwhelming fire. They just overwhelm the system. We talked about it last year and I'm talking about it again. They overwhelm the system. So if Israel ended up switching up its tactics and going over and knocking these rocket launchers, or not rocket launchers, why do I keep wanting to say rocket launchers, man? Like, too much G-Watt in me. Ended up going out, knocking out these ballistic missile launchers. You got to figure, all right, they are still going to have communications amongst themselves, either radios, telephones, WhatsApp. I don't know what the hell the Iranians are using, Signal, but whatever. If that's their MO, right, that's what they're doing, is they're going over to overwhelm the system, and Israel is now targeting those launchers. What that means is at a certain point, it's no longer mission capable. All right. And they only have a limited supply of these ballistic missiles. I've heard estimates anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 of these medium range ballistic missiles left, but they still have long range ones, and they still have short range ones that are capable of like affecting a buttload of military installations over in the Middle East, at least as far as the United States is concerned. So Israel shifts their focus and starts knocking those out. As they shift that focus, there's almost go, no-go criteria. If you want to penetrate all of the aerial defense assets Israel has, you've got to be capable of firing off X amount. And every single ballistic missile that gets shot matters, because right now, Iran's got a limited supply. And if they want to keep this up for a week or 2 weeks to come, they're going to be out in no time. So they've got to, like, you know, like, prioritize if they want to actually have good effects on target, not just get a couple freaking things off. They're not Hamas. It's an actual nation. All right. And they're shooting these dang things from 1500 kilometers away. They want to make sure that they can legitimately hit. So if Israel was taking those out, yes, it makes sense that Iran wasn't shooting so many back. We all looked at it, and I think even I felt guilty of it this morning, saying that, and again, this is Matt's theory, I felt guilty of it this morning saying that Israel's doing a good job. They're taking out these ballistic missile launchers, but that very well could just be the case, that Iran knows better and they're holding off and they're literally preserving their ammunition, like conservation of munitions, right? Like, they've got to reconsolidate, reorganize, and make sure that they're capable of taking those things out. Oh, I did have the doomsday plan up. I'll be damned. Doomsday plane was spotted flying around, and you guys can see it. Looks like it landed over at Joint Base Andrew McCord outside of Washington, D.C. about an hour ago. Why did my brain fart on that, man? I just said earlier today that I didn't see the doomsday plane up. Holy cow, Matt. Dude, get it together today, bud. Get it together. So freaking far off base. Get it together, Matt. Get it together. All right, let me go into the chat here and see what I ended up missing, because I know I've done a lot of talking. You guys have been throwing a lot of things out there. So let me go back up to the last thing that I remember seeing. RJ Scott says, did you see the screaming demon in the firewall? I said, no. Matt says, I understand that the Gen X Iranians have wanted to revolt for a while. I remember that under Obama. Dude, I already answered that. Ron W. says, back onto the topic at hand, there are further reports of China still shipping sodium perchlorate to Iran for their ballistic missile fuel. Two ships currently en route. Ron, that might be the case if they're doing that right now, but I want to show you something. I don't know if you were over here earlier on, but I want to show you this. These are all the U.S. warships in the region. All of them. That is a lot. And that's just the United States. I heard other nations were actually joining in on this as well and had vacated their naval fleet from their ports and sent them over into the Persian Gulf as well. Why? Because Iran threatened to shut down the strait right here. They said they were going to shut that sucker down. That's not good. And that's going to piss off the international community. If Iran effectively tries to do that, you're talking about affecting about 30%, right, of the global oil trade. That's going to cause prices to skyrocket everywhere. And you can screw with Israel, just don't screw with money, right? Like, Israel and the United States, Israel will deal with its own crap unless the United States feels like it needs to get involved, and it did. But now you're talking about affecting the entire world the moment you shut that strait off. You're going to piss a ton of people off. It's going to drive not just fuel costs up, but the cost of every single freaking good if they do that. So I believe for that reason and that reason alone, we ended up seeing a bunch of these countries across the Middle East offloading Navy vessels getting over there, because they're not going to put up with that crap and they're going to start shutting it down. And it, as far as China sending that over there, dude, I also understand that China ended up landing cargo aircraft over inside of Iran earlier today. Or was it last night? Maybe it was last night. I didn't even bother reporting on it. People freaked out over it and asked, like, what the hell was going on? You got to understand that they also have civilians, right? Just like I'm sure the U.S. has civilians and Israel's got civilians, and it's a nation. It's Iran. Look at the size of that sucker on the freaking map. We just played Tucker Carlson. He told you how many people are there. It is possible, because China has good relationship with Iran and the Iranian airspace has been closed down, that they sent over a flight to get their VIPs out, or whoever else that they felt like needed to get out. So a lot of people are drawing up some conspiracy theories, but there's some really, like, I don't know, common sense answers for a lot of this crap that ends up coming out. Chris says, did you know Google Super Chat lets you say you hope the IDF castrates the Ayatollah? Because they do. Oh, Chris. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. You know, I've said crap like that all the time on this channel, and I'm surprised I haven't shut it down. They'll demonetize the crap out of me, but they won't shut it down. You know what? For that one, Chris, you know, for that donation right there, I'm going to play a video for you. Oh, wait, where's the full version? Is this it? Yeah. You know what? I know we're going to get demonetized anyways. I shouldn't cuss as much as I did tonight. I seriously apologize for that. But if I'm going to close you guys out in a good one, I'm going to close you guys out. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you're subscribed. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out of here after this next video that for damn sure is going to demonetize this video.
And then I'm like, this baby motherfucker better not blow up my nuclear shit. Well, I'm going to go look on this bitch. And then he blows up all my nuclear shit, and I'm like, call my generals. And they tell me, they're all dead, sir. And I'm like, assemble the army. And they're like, they're dead too, sir. So then I'm like, launch the friggin' missiles. And they're like, sir, they're gone, sir. So I'm like.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.